Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Hour number two begins. It is 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. With the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's also Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. So much to talk about. Wow, ICE has been working hard. Yep. They reportedly have taken nearly 1,500 illegal aliens into custody during a large-scale sweep through Boston. Park the car.
ICE in Boston.
Park the car. Get the illegals out of here. The operation was a month-long effort focusing on transnational organized crime, gangs, and egregious illegal alien offenders.
There you go.
The Commonwealth of Massachusetts is a safer place today thanks to the hard work and determination of the men and women of ICE and our federal partners. Working together, we were able to arrest almost 1,500 illegal aliens throughout the Commonwealth, most of whom had significant criminality in the United States or abroad. Right on. To any criminal alien offenders victimizing Massachusetts residents, ICE is not going away. We're not going to melt. We are coming for you. So good job there. And yeah, I mean, a lot of the politicians and stuff like that in Massachusetts, not so much, it seems, in favor of law and order. But at least there was some cooperation there, and ICE was able to do their job and keep the residents safe.
What a concept, letting law enforcement do their job.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy talk.
Good job, though, to ICE.
Yes,
I mean, they really, it is, you know, it's not easy what they do.
And then you're dealing with local politicians who don't want to cooperate and that kind of thing. It's just, it's stupid.
Yeah, the head of this thing, or at least the field office director, Patricia Hyde, head of ICE, she said, illegal aliens can no longer hide from justice in so-called sanctuary areas. Make no mistake, she went on, every person that we arrested was breaking our immigration laws, but most of these individuals had significant criminality. Criminal offenders who victimized innocent people and traumatized entire communities. Murderers, rapists, drug traffickers, child sex predators, and members of violent transnational criminal gangs. Some were convicted of violent crimes in the U.S. Others were wanted for criminality in their native countries. All made the mistake of attempting to subvert justice by hiding out in Massachusetts. Yep. And ICE also noted that citizens can supply reports of crimes and suspicious activities to officials by calling 866-DHS-2-ICE. Yep. So they took into custody citizens of Guatemala, Brazil, Uruguay, Ecuador, Colombia, El Salvador, Honduras, Mexico, and more.
Gotta love it. Doing the job. Getting it done.
Yeah. That's saving lives. Some of these guys
absolutely
are criminal element dealing in drugs. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand the people that that are not supportive of this. It just
Elected officials
makes
protecting
no sense
the wrong people.
Yep.
Makes no sense. You're right.
Hey, I got a great canine story.
Yeah.
Police canine racking up wins for law enforcement and protecting his community. King County, Washington. The sheriff's office there announced on Friday that canine Quinn had done a great job. Busted a stash, and this canine, Quinn, helped to find 124 pounds of methamphetamine.
Whoa.
And 8.8 pounds of fentanyl powder.
Wow, good dog. Good dog.
Yeah.
You get a treat.
Estimated street value of seized narcotics, $2.6 million.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Good dog.
Double good dog. Yeah, absolutely.
Quinn, who is a former Purina Puppy Chow model, in recent years been hard at work serving his community and keeping residents safe. In March, he helped in the arrest of two narcotic traffickers and the seizure of over a pound of cocaine, a handgun, and $1,000 in cash. So, and
he's on a roll.
He's been at it.
Yeah.
Fentanyl, methamphetamines, cocaine, firearms. This dog does it all.
And looks good while doing it.
Yeah. Well, he's a model.
Well, yeah.
A former model.
Absolutely.
So, there's good news there. And Washington State, you know, you get towards Seattle, and, it gets kind of lefty.
Oh, yeah.
And what happens there? Well, that's an attraction to your ne'er-do-wells and your illegals.
Yep, for
and
sure.
And they know they can get away with a lot in those kind of towns, and that's where they gravitate toward. What's been happening in Cuba? We haven't talked about Cuba in a while.
Yeah.
The Cuban communist regime over the weekend issued a verbal warning to the head of the U.S. Embassy in Havana.
What are they doing? What's the problem?
Mike Hammer, accusing the diplomat of engaging in alleged interfering and unfriendly conduct.
Huh.
You see, Hammer's been in charge of the U.S. Embassy in Havana since November of 24, leading the U.S. diplomatic mission to the island nation as its charge d'affaires. The United States has not appointed an ambassador to Cuba in more than six decades following the rise of the communist Castro regime. In the past few weeks, Hammer, who speaks Spanish fluently, has traveled around Cuba to personally meet with local residents, political dissidents, and families of the regime's political prisoners.
Ah, we see the problem.
Now, yeah.
Don't you be snooping around and seeing what's really going on.
The U.S. Embassy in Havana detailed that the encounters have allowed Hammer to listen to Cuban stories, concerns, and dreams. Some of the encounters have allowed Cubans to share their religious beliefs and traditions with the American diplomat. Cubans who wish to meet with Hammer can send an email to the U.S. Embassy in Havana. And in one such visit, Hammer pointed out that he has received a warm reception from Cubans. Yeah, why not?
I'm sure.
Hammer's actions have drawn the ire of the Castro regime, which in state media in April accused the U.S. diplomat of being a subversive agent.
That's right. Don't be talking to
subversive
the people.
Subversive agent. Mm-hmm. And promoter of the United States in Cuba, describing the job of any ambassador, but framing it. Listen, it's interesting. So they're a communist country, and they don't want capitalists to come in there and let them, well, they already know, but just to remind them of how good life could be if they're, you know, if they had freedom and capitalism. But China's a communist country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they send us like 300,000 students to come here on student visas.
Huh.
And what do? They learn all about American values firsthand.
Right.
I wonder why Cuba, because they're communist, doesn't want him subverting anyone, but in China, they'll actually educate their young people in Western ideas.
That's a twist.
Yeah. 7:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up next, it's your turn. What's bugging you? Whatever's irritating you, call in, air it out, get it off of your chest. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, and it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in now, 877-975-9825. And Greg,
yes,
you had something kind of bugging you yesterday. Tell us as much of the story as you can.
Well, it was just a bad day anyway. It got off to a bad start technically, and so I was on the edge anyway. But it seemed like it was one of those days people were doing stupid things around me. And so I take Barrett to the vet yesterday, and he's going to get his little laser treatment on his back. And you're trying to decide where to sit. And I choose a seat, and there's this guy a couple seats over. He's kind of a stocky guy. I don't know, maybe 27, 30-ish or whatever. Stocky guy, hair, beard, got his jean jacket on, got his Pokemon keychain. And he's sitting there with his cat in the cage.
Okay.
And he's on the phone. And you know how people can be rude in a room on their phone?
Oh, yeah.
They bring everyone within about 40 feet into the conversation, whether they want to be there or not. And it's all about his characters. that he watches and plays his gaming thing. Like, and this episode, they called him this, but they had to change it. And he's
going into great detail in lengthy conversations in the middle of a waiting room where everybody's sitting there with their pets.
And you're already thinking you're a dweeb with your Pokemon keychain and your cat. You're in your mom's basement playing video games if she's got a basement. So anyway, they're going to come take the cat, do blood work. Mm-hmm. And when they're doing blood work, usually with your pet, they just take it, do the blood work, bring your animal back.
Right.
No, he wanted to go along so the cat would be more comfortable.
So they have to set up a room.
Which they were not planning on, which bumps the rest of us back a little bit. So it's irritating anyway. They come to get him, and when the guy stands up, he kind of startled Barrett, and Barrett gave him a little woof, and he turns around and goes, shh.
Ooh.
To my little dog.
Ooh.
And I'm thinking, we've been listening to your
pie hole
Comic-Con garbage for the last 20 minutes, and you're going to get irritated because a little dog in a veterinarian office made some noise?
This part not for air. What Greg was about to say to him that had to do with his cat and
where it was going to be put.
Where there's shade.
Yes.
And we'll leave it there.
That's what I wanted to stand up and tell him, but I thought, okay, don't cause a scene. I was thinking of Jen. If Jen were there, she'd put her hand on my leg and go, don't.
You were also thinking about Jen bailing you out, too.
Well, yeah, and I was thinking, okay, what venue and am I in and who do I know?
Yeah.
But it's like, really, dude? You know, you and your stupid cat delaying other people, you're rude in the lobby, and you don't like a little dog making a little noise? Yes.
And then one of the reasons why Greg didn't comment to him is because the guy had his headphones on.
So I knew he wasn't hearing me anyway.
But he could hear the dog go, whoop.
Yeah. I'm like, don't.
Love it.
Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is this massive overhyping of artificial intelligence. You can't do a single search anymore on the websites without the AI, like, paragraph at the top, and you can't even tell if you're talking to a human anymore. So artificial means fake. I don't like fake intelligence. I like real human intelligence. Thanks, guys.
This experience has been enhanced by AI, right? Just like our photos on Facebook. You see when people do that? That bugs me.
Oh, yeah.
It's like... Yeah. You look the way you look. Yes. Why do you want it fake? I mean, glamour shot's one thing. That's still you. You're just all made up.
Right. But this is worse.
Yeah.
It's glamour shots on steroids.
As soon as I see one like that, I go, wow, you either don't like yourself or you're trying to pass yourself off as something you ain't. Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
I'll tell you what's bugging me. Every time I go to a fast food restaurant, they always ask me to round up. They never ask me to round down.
I believe that. You know what they ask me every time I go to the thing?
What's that?
Are you ordering on the app today?
Oh, they do that at the drive-thru, too.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
And now they've added, they're throwing out an item like you might be ordering that item. I'm like, you're wasting my time.
Yeah.
I want to order because there's seven people behind me here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I get it. But it's like... No.
Well, and you know what you could do? They could put like a little coupon in the bag, and maybe they have done this, but a little coupon in the bag says, use the app and get a free something.
Sure.
And sometimes they have signs like that, but this way, don't waste my time. Yeah. No, I didn't use the app. I'm at the drive-thru. Take my flipping order.
It's fast food, so let's get on this fast.
That's what's bugging me, is this whole app thing.
Oh, I know.
But I did... Gosh, I wish I could remember now. Scrolling through the Book of Faces, and there was a place that said, you know, download this information or whatever, or click here for more information, and it said, this is not an app. We wouldn't do that to our customers or whatever.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, some people are catching on. I think it was motorcycle related. Like, they know we're not putting up with that garbage.
Well, the other thing that's smart if people do are, and it's a contrast, because remember there was a Chinese place in two different towns, I won't name them, and one of them ran a coupon, the other one did not, and it was confusing. And you'd go into the one in the one town, oh, no, that's that location.
And
they would not accept it. Yeah. I thought, how stupid are you? Because I'm in your place. You should let somebody else's marketing make you money. But on the other side of that coin are the smart ones who go, we honor our competitors' coupons.
Yeah.
That is smart move.
Yes.
So.
Competition.
Yes.
It's a good thing.
Yep.
Yeah, there's some people that get it and some don't.
Yeah.
But here we are telling everybody how to do it.
Exactly. Yeah, we know.
7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up at 8:05, Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America. A couple of Second Amendment things going on, like tax holiday. Hello, where is it? And also AR ban in Maryland. What's going to happen legally there? We'll talk to him coming up in about 30 minutes on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning and welcome at 7:35, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And I mentioned it's Trash Talking Tuesday, right? Thanks to Florence Recycling. Yeah. Speaking of trash, what's going on in Hollyweird?
Oh, my goodness.
The Walt Disney Company enacted major layoffs on Monday. What? Putting several hundred employees out of work while downsizing divisions of Disney Entertainment. Ah. Sources confirmed the layoffs to Deadline, which reported that a bulk of the layoffs occurred across divisions of Disney Entertainment, including marketing for both film and television, as well as television publicity, casting, and development. First of all, a lot of your products suck, so it's not about marketing. You have to have something good to market.
Yes.
Capiche.
I mean, detail.
So yeah, you've got that. And have they had like a, I don't know, a new idea in a while?
They've been flop city lately. I'm serious. Everything has just bombed.
You know, they could just, I would get some people from like Ames, Iowa, Lincoln, Nebraska, maybe Kansas City. And I would just get some people from there and do a focus group and say, What are the kind of stories that you'd like to hear? What are the movies that you remember and that you wouldn't mind seeing again? And just to kind of get a general idea. And I can tell you that most of the movies are not going to contain a lot of same-sex scenes.
Right.
They're not going to contain necessarily an overt amount of violence.
Right.
And they're not going to be comic bookish necessarily.
Right.
I think people are really looking for something. Can it be wholesome but still have an edge?
Sure.
That's what they should be shooting for.
Yeah.
You know, an overall good story. You know, good has to triumph over evil. Can there be an edge to it? Can there be some, you know, confliction and in the characters that are good but they're not perfect? And there's all kinds of things. I could write a story. I could write a story about anything, anytime. I probably missed my calling on that. But, well, then there was not knowing how to type. But that's on a different issue.
Details.
But anyway, so Walt Disney Company, and it's hard to feel, you know, bad for them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they went off the rails. They just kind of lost touch. A lot of other movie makers and just Hollywood weird in general.
Had to get all wokey and follow whatever they thought was the trend.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. It's, you know, if you really make a good movie, it's like a piece of art. It's not something that follows a trend. It's something that maybe develops or makes a trend. You know, what is it? Society and in life following art, you know, why not make something good and uplifting and upbeat? And it doesn't have to be, you know, like a Christian movie. They cover that genre very, very well.
And you don't
and
even
tell
have
very
to,
good
you,
stories.
You don't have to be the Hallmark Channel either, but
no.
You don't have to just get weird on everybody.
Exactly. It's like they go out of their way.
Yes.
Which, by the way, if they do movies about violence, you know, are the people committing the violence like they are in the real world? Do they show what lefties are up to?
Well, no. In fact, the irony, I think, is so many of the most violent movies are some of the most biggest anti-2A people that we know. It's like they don't want you to have a gun, but they're gonna be the bad guy doing bad things with one.
And using it gratuitously.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's very hypocritical.
Oh, it is. But they are the violent ones when it comes down to it.
That's true, too.
Jonah Goldberg wrote a piece. I'd mentioned this the other day. I go, what? The left is violent. They're, they're ugly, angry, they're nasty, they're mean. Look, when Trump got elected, I know a lot of people where family members wouldn't talk to them anymore because they knew that they had voted for Trump.
Right.
I don't know anybody where it went the other way. Oh, my sister's not supporting Trump, so I'm not going to talk to her anymore. I don't know anybody where it went that way. It was always the left being ugly, because that's what the left does.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I saw this little bit of history, and I love that when history kind of reinforces. Jonah Goldberg, conservative guy, writing in the Dispatch, he said, you know, these were the days when the militant left wasn't dedicated merely to blowing up binary gender categories with tweeted truth bombs, but they were blowing up buildings. And occasionally people with real bombs. How do we forget? Or a lot of us were young then. But during the summer of 1970 alone, there were 20 bombings a week in California.
Wow.
Yeah. See, because we were little kids, we've heard of the Weather Underground, but we didn't live it.
Right.
It's a wonderful feeling to hit a pig, said Mark Rudd of the Weather Underground. It's a wonderful feeling to hit a pig. In other words, you know, it must be really wonderful feeling. It must be a wonderful feeling to kill a pig or blow up a building.
Hmm.
And then you had Jane Fonda. She held Blank the Army rallies. And in 1972, she was used in propaganda. We've all seen that picture where she's posing behind the trigger of a North Vietnamese anti-aircraft gun. The Black Panthers.
Yep.
They make Black Lives Matter seem like a debating society, right?
Oh, they were bad.
And as bad as the BLM and Antifa riots of 2020 were, and they were very bad, they pale in comparison to many riots of our past. Isn't that interesting?
It's true.
It really is. So the left has a long and storied history of being violent. So you can connect the dots. Those who try to promote political change through violence are known as what, Greg?
Terrorists.
Exactly. Those
who
use violence to try to get and make political change are terrorists. Does it get any clearer? The left, they are the terrorists in our society today.
You know, the irony during that time, and there's some great pictures that, that did make the newspapers, when in the Korean part of L.A., when, you know, businesses were being burned and windows broken out, it was actually, there's a great shot of it, of these Korean business owners on the rooftops of their buildings with their rifles, and for some reason, those buildings did not get attacked. Isn't that amazing how when you protect your property, the bad guys tend to kind of move along?
Yeah, that was when Reginald Denny got hit with a big brick.
Oh, that was awful.
The truck driver,
remember that?
That South Central. That's when stuff hit the fan, and you're right. Yep. It was the same Korean / Vietnamese, whatever, Asians that they had their guns out and protect their shops.
Yep.
They weren't going to let anybody burn them down. They said, we aren't going anywhere.
No.
Good for them. Isn't that interesting? They're the patriots.
Yeah.
And the other people are the cowards.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In 1971, the Weather Underground bombed the United States Capitol. In 72, they bombed the Pentagon. In 75, the Weather Underground bombed the State Department. The members plotted the assassination of a California state senator in 1978. And that was just one violent left-wing group. There were others in the last few decades. The left-wing Earth Liberation Front, ELF, engaged in numerous terrorist attacks in the U.S., burned down research facilities, destroyed property, engaged in other violence.
I'll put you on the spot because I can't recall it right now. Who was the guy, part of the Weather Underground, that was the influencer over one former president of ours, Barack Obama?
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I'm talking about?
It's on the tip of my tongue. I know exactly what you're talking about.
That is whose house.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
That is whose house he had his early meetings with, if you remember.
Oh, yeah.
When he was getting into politics. These were the influencers of Barack Obama.
And the guy ended up working for, like, the University of Chicago.
Yes. Imagine that.
Gosh, it's Chicago. On the tip of my tongue.
I know. But anyway, it's like we forget who is even connected to these radical groups
in our political system. And see, their influence still went on because they got in the world of academia. That's so they went there and pushed their ideology in that way. Yep. According to a 2001 report, leftist extremists were responsible for 3/4 of the officially designated acts of terrorism in America in the 1980s. Yeah, 3/4 of them. They tend to be younger and better educated than right-wing extremists, and they tend to live in urban areas, thereby making high population centers more target-rich. On the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, Marcus, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob. You know, yeah, you were talking about Bill Ayers and the Weather Underground, and the one thing that I've never understood about them was how he got a pardon, how he is living free. You know, he bragged about bombing police stations in the Capitol. So how did that even happen? Who was the good idea fairy that struck there?
Yeah, if I remember correctly, the FBI screwed the case up. I don't know. They did an illegal wiretap. They did something, and he basically got off on a technicality.
Wow.
If I recall, and if it's different than that, I will. I'll set the record straight in a couple minutes. All right. It is 7:45. Coming up, we are going to talk to Louis Valdez from Gun Owners of America. A couple of very serious Second Amendment issues we need to talk to him about. So stick around. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome at 7:50 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Yeah, Bill Ayers, Weather Underground. I somehow he did escape prosecution, and I can't remember the exact stuff. I'm looking for stuff, but he was he was married to Bernadine Dorn, where at one point for sure, and she was one of the co-founders of the Weather Underground. And these folks, they were involved in all kinds of bombings, like 29 bombings.
These were not nice
people.
It
is believed.
Yeah.
Police officers were injured in at least two of the bombings, and maybe more, but, you know, that's the ones that I think they have pretty good information on it. And, so Bill Ayers went on to become a professor.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
And educate our young people.
And Dorn, uh-huh. Bernadine Dorn, became an associate clinical professor at Northwestern University of Law.
Wow.
And for 23 years was the director of its Children and Family Justice Center.
People who used to blow people up in American cities are somehow allowed to be influencers in our educational system in this country?
So this was like an earlier generation of what we're seeing now, this activism that's really based on a false ideology. And they become violent because they somehow think that it is going to make a difference in how people think. Even back then, when they were blowing stuff up, did that make them popular with people? Just other radicals. Everybody else was like, hey, you got to stop these idiots. Yeah, it is very interesting when you look at that. So, and so these young radicals that we're dealing with today, these pro-Hamas and anti-Semites that we're dealing with today, they're going to be like in the system for many years to come. Like Bill Ayers, he's 80 years old. But you think he's not still, trying to brainwash people? I love it how some of the, things that I looked at, the research, it's like, it's funny. You can tell right away when it's a lefty thing. It's like, he's worked on so many educational reforms and he did this. And yes, he was an activist. He was an activist in a group that built bombs and blew stuff up. Activist, my eye. It's just... And this, we're getting a whole new generation. And who do you think they were influenced by?
Mm-hmm.
Some of these complete nutbag radicals in the past. That's why these people, I don't know how they screwed up the case and why they weren't all, put in prison. Something happened. But if you don't, deal with them when they're radicals, they end up being teachers of radicals, basically. They begin radicalizing others. And it's a growing number now. It's expanding. And it is frightening. So it's something we need to be aware of. Maybe the next governor is very aware of it. Byron Donalds. He's going to be the guest speaker at the 23rd Annual Ronald Reagan Black Tie Blue Jeans Barbecue. And that's at Legacy Park in Alachua. And tickets are available. $95 per ticket, $75 for veterans, or you can host like a table. But just go to AlachuaRepublicans.com/tickets. The event is Thursday, September 25th. So mark it on your calendar now. Get your ticket hook up. Get it done, and we will see you there. It's always a great time, and I'm looking forward to hear Byron Donald speak. And, I don't think it's hyperbole when I say very well could be the next governor of the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Woke corporations are still celebrating and recognizing what secular society has deemed to be Pride Month. But it seems some retailers that were hammered over with criticisms over the years, namely Target, or as you might call them, Tuck It In Target.
Mm-hmm.
Tuck It Target.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You can't say Tuck It Target. Because that should be something else.
Yeah,
they are seriously toning down their offerings, apparently. Now, 2 years ago, Target came under scrutiny. They were engaging in overt corporate queering, pushing the transgender agenda on children in their pride-themed apparel. At the time, in 2023, the time where the Biden administration heavily promoted this twisted agenda on children, many items were labeled as thoughtfully fit for what was described as multiple gender expressions. Really? Like,
uh-huh.
One size fits all the genders.
All of them. Multiples, right. Yeah.
Despite the scrambling from the radical left, even the establishment media had to admit that this was happening. And, yes, it Didn't make sense to most people. Hey, stand by. Second Amendment rights on the line. We are going to talk to Luis Valdez from GOA next on 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.